It's Saturday, the 28th of February. Last day of February already. Goodness grief. As a female chaffy chips out on the birch tree. A lovely wee song. It's 9:45 a.m. It's grey, overcast. And at the moment dry and mild. My wife is on the mend, so I'm on the mend. She's, as they say, out of the woods, beginning to feel better, tempted by some proper food, but very little, to be honest. So this morning she's had her flakes and now drying her hair. It's definitely on the mend. Strange thing is, I feel so tired. I think it's probably more a mental fatigue than physical fatigue, although I didn't eat properly over those days. But it was the worry and the concern and the loneliness, the helplessness. And now that she's on the mend, I think it's just suddenly hit me. Boom. I'll be okay. As the day goes on, as the day progresses, I will be better and better. I'm going to convince myself of that. Her sister, who had phoned at least twice a day through the week, dropped in this morning with some fresh produce from a well-known bakery in the nearby town of Whitburn, Fishers, who make fantastic goods. Two big wheaten scones, two treacle scones, and two of their famous individual wee apple tarts. I think she's trying to put some food back into me and also feed Mary at the same time. Well, that was nice. So I look around me, so many snowdrops now. And a couple of new ones, single flowers, one little flower, but still there, and next year there'll be more. I'm getting quite a nice wee collection now. As the cock blackbird stuffs his face. I'm sure it's the same one, but then again, I have to study something else about him. So a good night's sleep, certainly, and we were up about three times, even got up at 7 and went back to bed. My wife got up for a cup of hot sweet tea, drunk about half of it, went back to bed. Both of us fell asleep again. It's just the tiredness and the weakness of the week. But anyway, as they say, onwards and upwards now that she's over the worst, we can hopefully over the weekend get her back to full strength. Oh, that's a strong breeze this morning, but it's fresh and I'm so, so glad of it. Oh, I need loads of that inside my head, my lungs. That cold that was in my chest, it's still there, but it's clearing, it's breaking up. So I'm thanking the Lord for that as well. And, you know that feeling you get in your chest when you're frightened to cough because you know it's just going to hurt? Well, I've got over that and coughing quite openly, so it's good. Oh, it's a dark cloud coming over from the west. You know, it's a relief when a loved one is on the mend. And of course, a loved one can be anyone. It can be a dear friend. It doesn't need to be family. But it's a particular family. And on the mend, it's a relief. It's I think I'll use that word again. It's a relief. It's like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You see, I'm a worrier, really, when it comes to that health. Not so much for myself, but, oh my God, yeah. Thank the Lord for my wee garden where I can stand for a few minutes, breathe in the air, enjoy this little section of a day. Oh.